Welcome to the HR Happy Hour Show on Alexa. My name's Steve Bowes. Today, I want to recognize the unfortunate passing of one of the most interesting and influential business thinkers of the last 30 years or so, Clayton Christensen of Harvard University, who passed away recently at the age of 67. Although Christensen was ultimately the author of several books and hundreds of scholarly research reports and papers, he will most likely be remembered as the author of what is perhaps the seminal business book of the 1990s, The Innovator's Dilemma, When New Technologies Cause Great Firms to Fail, which was originally published in 1997. In The Innovator's Dilemma, Christensen introduced the business world to the idea of disruptive innovation, a warning and an alarm to the then titans of the business landscape that competition from newer, smaller, faster, and crucially, more innovative firms and startups posed a significant threat to these incumbent companies and their market leadership. Christensen boiled down the main aspects of this dilemma into two key ideas. First was the value that an organization realizes from their product or service innovations exists along an S-shaped type of curve. Building and then improving a product takes time and many iterations. The first of these iterations often provide minimal value to the customer, but in time, the base for the business and a level of market share is created, and after that, new innovations can increase value significantly. Once the base is created, and then each iteration is drastically better than the last. But at some point, the most valuable improvements are complete, and the value per each new iteration begins to decline again, and eventually becomes quite minimal. So in the middle of the innovation curve is where the most value resides. At the beginning and the end, the value is minimal. Christensen's second idea was that market leadership often comes along with the weight of increased financial performance. The incumbent company has the luxury of a huge customer base, but has high expectations for their annual sales. New entry and next generation products can find niches away from the incumbent customer set to build their new products. The new entry companies do not require the yearly sales of the incumbent and thus have more time to focus and innovate on this smaller set of ventures. So these new market entrants and startups can develop on the edges of an existing product set or even invent entirely new products as well. By the time the incumbent begins to take notice of these new competitive threats, these new entrant companies can be deep in along the S-curve and be providing significant value to their new customers from their new products. And by the time that new product becomes interesting to the incumbent's existing customer base, it can often be too late for the incumbent to react to these new products. The incumbent is often not able to keep up with the new entrant's rate of improvement and innovation, which is by then on the near vertical portion along that S-curve. In The Innovator's Dilemma, and in subsequent writing, Christensen did offer advice and strategies for incumbent market leaders to protect and insulate themselves from the competitive threat posed by these disruptions, creating small, quasi-independent entities to attempt to disrupt themselves being one of the most interesting ideas for incumbents. It's hard to overstate the impact Christensen had on many of the most successful businesses and leaders in the last 30 years. Scores of notable executives have cited The Innovator's Dilemma as a major influence. It's the only business book on Apple founder Steve Jobs' must-read list. Netflix CEO Reed Hastings shared it with his executive leaders when he was developing the idea for his company, and the late Andy Grove, former CEO of Intel, said the book and Christensen's theory were responsible for that company's turnaround. While disruption might seem a little passé, or even played out by 2020, it's important to note that back in 1997, the concept and the premise was truly novel. That the new wave of technology-centric and innovative startups could present real challenges to the country's largest and most well-resourced companies was not commonly accepted, and certainly not well understood. Today, no company, even the biggest and most successful one, can feel somehow immune to competitive threats. And just about all of them have focused on implementing many of the ideas first laid out by Professor Christensen back in the late 90s. The lesson and reminder for all of us in business and in HR and talent for certain, as we mark the passing of this influential author, is to not ever get complacent, to look for ideas and better ways of serving our customers and to work every day to encourage the kinds of people who truly want to be innovators and to create the best set of conditions for their innovations to thrive. That's it for the HR Happy Hour Show on Alexa. To hear full episodes of the HR Happy Hour Show, go to Apple Podcasts, Stitcher Radio, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or your favorite podcast app. Just search for HR Happy Hour. And to learn more, go to www.h3hr.com.